You've heard somebody say it. If Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada. Well, that's not the only reason to go, says Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Apparently, the price of a Canadian education these days is attracting some American students.
This sort of happens every time the Canadian dollar is down, which it is at the moment. Canadian university fees start looking pretty attractive to Americans that are looking at what it costs to go to a big American university.
Yes, I understand the University of British Columbia paid a little recruiting visit to Seattle.
Yeah, our universities go south and recruit. One of the big selling points they have is the fees are a lot lower. You can get into UBC for a fraction of what it costs to go to American university. There's a special discount available if you happen to have dual citizenship, which some Americans do. Some of them repudiate it. Ted Cruz did, but if you have dual citizenship, you can get in. A lot of Canadian universities now do charge more for foreign students, and they make a fair amount of money off of it. So that's one of the things they're pitching as well. But you know, it depends on the university. People should look at the website to see what the real dollar figures are. But yes, generally, Canadian universities are a little more heavily subsidized by the government, and the tuition fees tend to be a bit lower.
Any other advantages for an American to getting a Canadian education?
Well, most of the Canadian universities have a pretty good reputation. If you go to McGill University in Montreal, which has a pretty good international reputation, you can also pick up the French language living in Montreal, one of the world's great exciting cities. So I don't want to sound too disloyal to British Columbia, but that's a pretty neat place to go as well. A lot of people go to the University of Toronto. The universities on the prairies, particularly the ones in Alberta, have pretty high quality faculty because they pay very well. So people do shop around now. Of course, you know, there are disadvantages too. A little harder for Americans to get the kind of scholarships that are available at American universities. So for a lot of Americans, this tends to be second choice. You mentioned too off the top, Bill, this happens periodically with American elections. You will see coverage in the Canadian news media suggesting, well, if so-and-so wins the election, Americans are going to move to Canada, and there's some American law firms that specialize in helping you to do that. It doesn't actually tend to happen. If people could remember the 1980s when Ronald Reagan was going to win, there were Americans that talked about it as well. The only really major influx of Americans to Canada in modern times, and it was significant, were people avoiding the draft during the Vietnam War. And there's a lot of people live in British Columbia still and other Canadian provinces who came here and made their lives here because they didn't want to go to Vietnam.
I remember used to be a one reason to move to Canada was if you were a serious hockey player. We've got troubled times
no.
up there.
Oh, you got to bring that up,
sorry,
do you?
Okay. Sorry.
So, yes, the shame of it all. For the first time in, what, 40, 45 years, there are no Canadian teams in the Stanley Cup playoffs. All seven Canadian teams bombed out this year. All seven Canadian teams are at the bottom of the league. And so Canadians are sort of going, well, who am I going to cheer for this year? Happily, there are a lot of Canadians who play for American hockey teams. So Canadians have a range of choices. But yes, it is embarrassing that the seven teams from the country that is supposedly the world hockey king, we did win the Olympics, are not in the league, not in the playoffs, and the three teams in California and both teams in Florida are in the playoffs.
That's Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer.